Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Prospering Souls broadcast. I am your host, Elder Denise Bryson of Denise Bryson Ministries.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Truly give honor and thanks to the Lord for being on the broadcast today. It's been a minute since I've been on here, so I'm trying to get myself back on track so I will be doing what the Lord has said for me to do. I tell you, I started working a job, and there was a whole bunch of things going on. So anyway, it's my fault that I couldn't get it all connected together. But anyway, I'm back on here, back on my square is what I'm going ready to do, get back on what I'm supposed to be doing. So I thank the Lord for just all that he's doing. The Lord is so amazing, and I'm always so thankful for all that he does. I want to I just praise him all the time and give him thanks because he's an amazing God. He does things that sometimes we may not get what we prayed for exactly, but he gives us exactly what we need. And sometimes we have to honor that and we have to be joyful for that because he does not have to do it for us, but he does. He gives us exactly what it is we need. So I'm so thankful for just all the things that God's done. I thank God for those that join me on Facebook, those that will join me on YouTube, those that will join me on Instagram. So anyway, I'm trying to do all three of them, and those that will join me on Blog Talk Radio, even though I messed up something on Blog Talk Radio. But anyway, it's shut off in 15 minutes, but we're going to move on. So I don't plan on being on here long. I'm starting a new series, and the new series is called Conditions of the Heart. So we're going to talk about heart matters. I've really been praying about this because I've been listening to people, and I've been listening to myself and some of the other things, and I said, Lord, why is our heart that is in trouble? In the hearts of the people, we think about this nation and all the things that are going on and how people are dealing with different things and the stubbornness of people and all of these different things that are going on and people, not want to do this. They're for the vaccine, not for the vaccine, all the things that are going on, and all of it has to do with matters of the heart. And so I'm going to talk about that. The Lord has given me a series about that, and so we're going to talk about that for sometimes until the Lord says stop. But anyway, we're going to do it. And then we're going to do prayer. Prayer will be back on next. I was supposed to do prayer last month, and then that we're going to be on. They had something that came up, and so we didn't do it. But anyway, we're going to go on with what we've been doing, and so get back to doing what we were doing and bring our impact moments back and our ministry moments back because we have a lot of things. And I enjoy seeing other people, be brought forward because I just love that. I love to see, hear and see other people that are doing things and people, letting people know that other people are doing stuff too. It's just not the major people, the celebrity types that are doing something, but a lot of people have a lot of good things that are coming about. So I love the show. I love to see that and love to do that. So that's what we do when we do ministry moments and impact moments. And, of course, the impact moments is a part of Impact, 180 Impact. So that's our nonprofit. And so we've got a lot of things going on. But anyway, God is amazing, and I'm so excited about that. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you today. We thank you for your mercy and for your grace. We thank you, Lord, for being our strong tower and our righteousness. We thank you for being our refuge and our dwelling place. God, we thank you how you have kept us. We thank you, Lord, for life, health, and strength. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. We thank you that the peace of God rest, rule, and abides in us, oh God. And, Lord, if we just keep our mind stayed on thee, that we'll be in perfect peace. Oh God, we ask you, Lord Jesus, to touch each and every one that has lost loved ones, God. There's so many people that have lost loved ones, and even us, we've lost so many people, Lord Jesus, that we just ask you to comfort and keep, and comfort us as only you can, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, I glorify you, and I magnify your name, Jesus. Oh, God, I bless you. Father, we glorify you. Lord, I ask you, Lord Jesus, to bless those, oh, God, that are in hospitals all over this land and country, Father. Lord, those that are on ventilators and those that have COVID-19 and those that have other conditions. Oh, God, we got people just checking out for other conditions as well. We keep focusing on one thing, but, Lord, so many people that you are taking on home the glory, God. Hallelujah, Lord, we glorify you. And so, but, God, we ask you, Lord Jesus, just to bless, hallelujah. Lord, we know that you're able to go into these hospital rooms, oh God. You're able to send your, when the centurion soldier, he said, just send the word. So, Lord, we're sending your word into hospital rooms today. We're sending your word into hospice units today. We're sending your word into homes today, oh God. Your word says, with your stripes, we are healed. Oh God, when you said that you would restore our health, God. So, oh God, we ask you to do it today. Lord, we ask you to work miracles, oh God. We believe that you can work the miracles. When the Syrophoenician woman came to Jesus and he told him, he said, only the dogs can eat this. We can only give the bread to, we don't, dogs don't get the bread that falls on the children's table. And the lady said, yes, we do, we eat the crumbs. And because of that, her daughter was healed, oh God. When he went to Jairus' house and she was dead, but he spoke her back to life, God. So we know that you're able to do these miracles, God. And Lord, even if you don't, it's a miracle still, because we know that you knew what was death. Hallelujah. Oh, God, and we trust you in that, Father. Hallelujah. We glorify you. Lord, we ask you to bless every medical, all the medical professionals, God. We ask you to bless every hospital emergency unit, Lord, that are receiving patients this very moment, God. Give them the wisdom, Lord, they need to treat them, oh, God. Give them what they need. Strengthen them, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we ask you to bless every COVID-19 unit, oh, God. Lord, bless the people that are continuing to put their lives on the line. Lord, we ask you to bless their families, Lord, and keep them safe, oh, God. Cover them under Psalms 91, Lord, in the name of Jesus. That says, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord Jesus. Bless every church. Bless every pastor, Lord. Every prophet, every teacher, every evangelist, oh, God. Hallelujah. We ask you to bless, Lord Jesus, all of those working in the fivefold ministry. Lord, every deacon, oh, God, every usher, oh, God, everyone, Lord, that is still holding things down, oh, God, trying to do the work of the Lord. Bless them and keep them safe from all hurt, harm, and danger. Oh, Lord, cover them with your blood. Hallelujah. Let no plague come to nigh their dwelling, God. Oh, Lord, we thank you and we praise your holy name for your word. Lord, we ask you to bless, hallelujah, Lord Jesus, our communities, oh, God. Bless our communities, oh, God, to prosper, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, that we'll see our communities turn around, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. We come against drug addiction. We come against food addiction. We come against alcoholism. We come against those things that are fighting in our community, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we come against the spirit of murder, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, in the spirit of anger. I'm not a Keboshiah. Lord, but we ask you, Lord Jesus, hallelujah. Oh, God, resurrect us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, that we will be found doing your will, God. Lord, we speak against those things that are tearing up families, oh, God. We rebuke child abuse. We rebuke child molestation. We rebuke spousal abuse, oh, God. We rebuke the anger, hallelujah, that fuels this behavior, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we glorify you. Bless our nation, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you know what it stands in need of, oh, God. Lord, we need heart transplants, oh, God, so that people will begin to do things that they should do and not do the things that are wicked in their heart. God, we glorify you. Lord, we ask you, Lord, to bless President Biden, oh, God. Bless President and Vice President Kamala Harris. Bless every senator, every congressman, oh, God. Lord, we ask you to bring down pride. Let them work together in unity, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we ask you to bless our police department all over this land and country, Father. Lord, every deputy, every sheriff, oh, God, every special unit cop, oh, God, every detective, every captain, every lieutenant, every major, and every chief. Oh, God, bless them, Lord Jesus. Lord, that they will make good decisions. Bless, Lord, our military soldiers, oh, God. Bless them that they'll be able to discern the enemy all around about them. Keep them and cover them and keep them safe, oh, God. Lord, we rebuke PTSD. Heal them in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we glorify you. Bless every household with peace, God, in the name of Jesus. Bless my neighbors round about me. Lord, you know what they stand in evil. I don't know, but you know, God. Oh, Lord, we bless you. We glorify you. Bless every soul that was saved today, oh, God. Lord, we ask you, Lord Jesus, just to bless them, oh, God, in you, oh, God. Let them learn more of you, oh, God, that they will stay in the place that they're in, oh, God, in that place of safety, in that ark of safety with you, God. Oh, Lord, bless our teachers and our school administrators, every bus driver, every bus attendant, God, every hall monitor, God. Lord Jesus, every school nurse, oh, God. Lord, every custodian, every cafeteria person, God, in the name of Jesus. Bless the principals, oh, God. Oh, Lord, we thank you and we praise you. And bless every parent that is sending their child to school. Lord, bless them to come home safe, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, cover the teachers. Cover them all, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, God, we thank you. Bless us to be obedient to what helps each other to live. That we won't not care and say, well, I don't care. This is what I want to do. It ain't about what we want to do, Lord, but it is about what's best for the people and for everybody to be safe, God. Lord, give us a heart transplant. Give us a mind renewal, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you. We praise you for bless this word that it will fall on good ground. Oh, Lord, that those that hear can be run with it, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, and be a blessing to their ears and a blessing to their heart, their mind, and their soul, and their spirit. In the name of Jesus, because your word says you wish above all things that we would prosper, be in health, even as our soul prospers, oh God. So bless our soul to prosper, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for keeping me safe. I thank you for keeping my family safe. I thank you for touching my sister's body, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and blessing her, Lord Jesus, and healing her from COVID. Lord, I bless you, oh, I ask you to bless the Sims family. And I ask you to bless the Finch family, Lord Jesus. We lost two of our friends this past week. Lord Jesus, we just ask you to comfort the families and those that love them. Lord, it's only you can. God, we glorify you and we magnify you and we bless your holy name and we praise your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Oh, God, we thank you. Oh, Lord, we glorify your holy name for your worthy God. Thank you so much, Lord. We thank you, we praise you, and we glorify you. But, God, you are so worthy, and I thank you. So, Lord, we ask you, Lord, to bless this word. So we're going to talk about heart matters. I'm sorry, I ain't going to be on here too long because I'm just starting to dig into this. And so when we think about heart matters, first of all, we can think about the heart in a natural and a spiritual sense. And so I've thought about heart attack, what happens when someone has a heart attack. And my scripture reference for starting out is Matthew 5:8. It says, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. You know, when we think about the Beatitudes, of Jesus is telling us something. He's telling us about each of these conditions and how we can be blessed if we are that person, if that's who we are. You know, he said, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall obtain peace. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. And he goes on and on. He talks about all these things. And so one of the things he talked about was are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. And so you think about that. That's a promise. It's a promise to us. And so if I said, Lord, I want the promises. I want the promise of God. He said, blessed are the pure. I said, so, Lord, make my heart right with you. Let my heart be right with you, God. So those are the things that I've been asking the Lord for. Lord, let me have a clean heart. Lord, bless me to have the right heart with you so that I can do the things that I'm supposed to do, that I can do what's right and not what's wrong, and I can do those things because the Bible says it's not what comes out of a man, but what's in him. So we know that the things that come from the inside is the problem, and so we got to get our heart right. We want our heart to be right with God. We want our heart to be right. And so a lot of those things come from the mistreatment that we have received over the years of our life, whether it's been when we were little and growing up and you know, all through life, the different things about it. And so sometimes that causes these heart matters to condition the hardness of the heart and all those things. So we're going to talk about all that over this series. But what I want to start out talking about, so I thought about the natural heart and how we have to take care of the natural heart. If we don't take care of the natural heart, then we can end up maybe, you know, a heart attack or some other kind of thing can happen. And so those are the things that can cause us people to have problems. I'm not speaking over nobody's life, but I'm saying these are the things that can cause us to have problems. And so a lot of that stuff comes from high cholesterol, comes from our diet, our exercise, you know, and it comes from, you know, high blood pressure. Those kind of different things.